Wednesday, January 13th. President's still at San Clemente. I'm still at Palm Springs until late afternoon when Japhin and I drove over to Laguna. President called to discuss schedule plans for the next few weeks, mainly trying to clear himself up for time to work on the State of the Union. And keep his time clear for a possible press conference the following week. Also wants to work out some plans for getting down to Florida and to go ahead and get the congressional breakfasts covered. He also reviewed his length requirements for the speech at the prayer breakfast, etc., and his plans for how to handle the format of the congressional breakfast. We talked a little about general PR and his feeling that the staff should function only on an off-the-record basis, as Conley had recommended. In fact, I reviewed the whole Conley conversation with him, and he was quite intrigued with all of his ideas. He made the point that Rumsfeld had sent him a very good speech he had made recently, but there was not one mention in it of the administration or the president. He also had some ideas on getting the poll out, covering key people, and so forth. The big problem of the day was a flap that arose between Dole and Tom Evans, with Mitchell in the middle of it, and also Rog Morton. Dole got on his high horse and decided he was going to make a power play to see how far he could get in establishing total control at the committee versus our plan to have Evans exercise a major force there. Dole carried it clear to the point of saying that he would resign from the Senate and pull out completely. He made a lot of cracks about how the president should realize that who his supporters are and be willing to rely on them, that there can only be one chairman of the committee, that he isn't going to be sitting around taking orders from someone else and asking how far one has to go in order to prove one's loyalty to the president. This was all pretty much off-base kind of stuff, because the main flap apparently had arisen because Dole was late for an appointment in his office with Evans, and so Evans left, and this got Dole into a huff. In any event, the thing raged on through the night. Mitchell finally had Rog Morton get Dole simmered down, and they put the thing together, but not until Mitchell coldly made the point to Dole that if he didn't want to take the chairmanship, that was fine. We'd put John Andrews in and let it go that way. In the midst of it, Bryce Harlow got sucked in by Dole, apparently, and at one point, Mitchell felt that there wasn't much chance of getting Dole to come along because he wouldn't buy anything except on the basis of how he wanted it. But it turned out in the long haul that holding firm was indeed the best policy, and Mitchell won out as a result. End of January 13th.